While we were on vacation in the Outer Banks, my husband was attacked by a dog.
When that stuff happens, I know it hurts and everything else, but it's also embarrassing.
Yes, and that is something that I think he was not prepared for, too, is that it shouldn't be that way.
No. You know, like, yeah, it shouldn't be. You didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything. It should not. We
it's
should not be feeling
AF.
That way. But you do. You walk around, you're like,
yeah.
I mean, that I got bitten by a dog today.
Right, exactly.
It's embarrassing.
You know? Even if there's no blood, you know, it's just when it's weird when if you go to somebody's house that you don't know and their dog attacks you.
Yes.
Or jumping on you and they're like, oh, get down. Oh, Spot, get down. And they're scratching your legs. It's going through your pants. You're like,
yeah, okay.
This dog's cute. Oh, and they're sniffing your crotch. You're like, okay, can we not?
It's embarrassing. You know what? In fact, a lot of injuries in front of people are just embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. Yeah.
Oh, falling down, smacking your head into the wall.
Yes.
It's all embarrassing.
And it should not be that way because you are legit hurt, but it is. There's something about
it
or the
attention.
Even when
I was getting strangled that one night in the restaurant, I was
so embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. Not so much that I couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
Because you had like struggle face and you're out of, you can't control it.
You
can't. Some drunk guy put Jason in a headlock one night.
Missed it.
And we were just sitting there eating. Yeah. All of a sudden he did that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he was on the news after and saw him. They saw him fall down and act like a fool.
Yeah. Because then that's what they remember, not you in a headlock.
Thank goodness. Yeah.
Well, and I brought it up to Ben because we were, when we got home, we were checking in with our neighbor, you know, Mrs. Chris, and she took care of our house when we were gone. And so we're catching up and whatever. And I said, Ben, you didn't even tell Chris about what happened to you. And he's like,
why would I?
Yeah, I didn't. I was like, oh, well, I will.
Yeah. I'm tell a lot of people.
And I'm telling everybody about it tomorrow. So get ready. And he was like, okay.
But, what did the aunt say? Like,
She was very embarrassed, mm-hmm. Yes. And also, I don't think she had never seen her dog do it before mm-hmm. because...
It's just her.
She just hadn't, you know? Yeah. And so I think she was just also in shock that it happened. And then what do you do and how do I help and what do I say?
What was the rest of the vacation like with this dog and being at the house? Well, for me, I would be on edge the whole time.
We just went to go visit her for a lunch.
Okay.
We went to see her new house. And so she immediately put the dog away.
And the whole time the dog's...
Yes! Yeah. The whole time the dog was barking through the door. Ben was like...
This dog is...
I can't
eat. Nuts.
I can't eat.
Yeah.
His hands are shaking trying to like eat... And then he's like on Amazon ordering like whatever the drug is for euthanasia.
Yeah. He was like,
I'll take care of this problem.
Over same day delivery.
Perfect.
I will
one
say,
hour drone drop off.
Yeah, I think that also for the rest of his life, it's going to be traumatizing when he ever, he probably already bought the dog spray like in the eyes.
Yeah.
Because you can buy that mace stuff.
He definitely had a new appreciation for how our dog is. I mean, she can get hyper, mm-hmm. you know, she can get very excited, but she's just very gentle. And for, you know, she's chocolate lab, and so she is gentle. And I think he was like, I love you.
I don't care that you're like the exorcist and throw up and poop all over the house.
He would take that all day over, you know, puncture wounds.
Yeah, but psycho dog.
At one point after we left lunch and then we dropped his aunt back off to her house, she couldn't find her phone, and he was like, I'll just wait here in the car. You get me, let me know. Just stick your head out the window.
He
backed into something, like just up on a curb, you know, and I was like, oh my God, do you need me to drive? He's like,
That dude was shook, boy.
He was.
And I got a rescue, and like they were said, oh, everything, temperament, and like at the first meeting is fine, and then ruined every carpet downstairs.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
I'm like, you know, and then when anybody knew, it's like she's has the zoomies for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It's so annoying. It's like, can you? Oh.
I understand the excitement.
Yeah,
it's just
happens.
That it's when you're mixing in teeth.
And scratching and biting. It's horrible.
That's the worst.
I will say, I think Carol is desensitized because our dog once in a while will confuse Everly's toy for his toy.
Yeah.
And she's like, what a horrible dog. I'm like, really? I mean, it's confusing. I'm confused at the dog toy or her. And then one time, dog scent is like four times.
Yeah.
And one time, we have a pantry. I sent you a picture.
Yeah.
And there's all food at the bottom of the pantry, like boxes and stuff. We never, ever got into it. For some reason, he smelled chocolate all the way in our room.
No.
And he got into the chocolate once. And He's like, this dog's got to go. But I'm like, it's really, I hear all these other stories about dogs. I tear the, you know, the couch up.
Sure.
And they, no,
they're eating clothes.
Oops, and pooping all over. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And he doesn't do any of that. He's never bitten. He goes poop in the woods. And he's like, oh, this is one of the worst dogs. I'm like, what?
I'll take it's all of that.
Perspective.
Yeah, overbiting. I do remember you were talking about how, like, the embarrassment of it all. One time, this was a long time ago, but I was dating a guy who had a puppy.
Yeah.
And we were sitting on the floor playing with the dog. And this dog, you know, they have sharp, tiny yeah. little mm-hmm. teeth. And the dog latched onto my neck. And,
oh,
like,
gosh.
Pulled my neck meat out.
Oh, you know, gosh.
And I was like, that is embarrassing.
He could die.
Know, oh, my God. I wasn't thinking about me. He got an artery. The way it looks.
Yeah, you're like,
you know? Can you imagine being pointing like, and the dog tore her neck apart and she's dead. And they show the dog is just a little puppy.
Yeah, it's like, yum, 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 yum.
But they'll latch on.
They will.
And in that moment, you're not like,
they're animals.
Oh, this is hurting me.
You're not trying
I'm thinking like, this is so unattractive to him right now.
Get off my neck meat.
You know what the worst incident of a pet ever that I've had is? I was at a place where we were sleeping over. Somebody was letting us stay at their house.
Yeah.
They had little tiny cats.
Oh.
And the cats got under the bed and the cats were scratching everything up. I was afraid to go to the bathroom.
Oh, yes.
Because they're little cats.
Yeah, they'll come yes. after you with their claws.
Yes.
Yeah, you're walking around with no shoes on. And
I know.
Yeah, you're like, they're going to scratch my legs.
I was ready to get the tweezers and yank them up.